Proclamation number 4894 of 10th of May, 1950. Explanation for divine revelations. You should learn to believe in a direct influx of my strength in the form of my word. Then you will also understand that in cases of great spiritual hardship and simultaneous open-mindedness of a willing person, I will obviously announce myself by speaking directly to him in order to help all people through him. Furthermore, it will be understandable to you that my love also indicates ways and means to help them out of spiritual adversity, that I therefore instruct them spiritually and sometimes also earthly if the situation requires it. I certainly often have receptive hearts, that is, people who are devoted to me in love and want to hear my word. However, they rarely hear my word in sound, which requires a certain degree of maturity. Through the sounding word I can express myself to people whose task is a special one, namely to be high spiritual guides for their fellow human beings. To these I will be able to make my will known so clearly and understandably that my direct address will leave no room for doubt. However, I cannot speak to all people in this way because they themselves do not yet have the degree of maturity which allows such an obvious working on them. Nevertheless, I approach all those in the Word who show me their love and will and want to hear me. I would like to speak to all people, but they do not lend me their ear. Therefore I consider the few who want to hear me as often as they open their heart, their spiritual ear, to me. I give them no less than the former, yet they cannot receive everything themselves, which is why the content of the proclamations differs, since a person can only receive what his soul is receptive to. I certainly have personal contact with the recipients, just as I am so intimately connected with every one of my creatures that it can hear me when it wants to. And thus it can also receive my instructions and advice which it perceives as clear thoughts and which can guide or influence its way of life. But spiritual work can also be demanded of him, for which he is likewise urged by me and for which he receives instructions. For the spiritual work, the participation in the work of redemption of the many erring souls on earth, is extremely important. And anyone who makes himself available to me for this I accept as a servant and also assign the work to him. I express myself to my children in many different ways, and everyone can become aware of my word in a different way, yet I always enter into personal contact with those who desire my word, who long for me to express myself to them. The right, deep desire for me also guarantees them the overflow of my strength in the form of my word. Yet this is not always recognized as my direct influence but is regarded as their own mental activity, which is why fellow human beings again and again fall into doubt about the diversity of what my children receive as manifestations. I communicate myself to everyone who wants to hear me, and the desire for me will not remain unsatisfied. Amen.